Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Whitey Witt. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Pipp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Everett Scott. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Mays. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Carl Mays. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Ernie Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hervey McClellan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. And now, play ball. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt bunts towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Witt for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth moves to third. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball four. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Collins moves to second. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Collins trying to get to home. Musel throws the ball into Shang who tags Collins who's trying to score from second, for the out. Shealy moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive towards third. Dugan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Witt moves to third. Two outs. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pipp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Shang and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 1 in the game. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McClellan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Musel moves to second. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. Two outs. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 0-for-1 in the game. McClellan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-2 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0-for-1 in the game. Blankenship hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musial. Blankenship reaches second base with a double. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pip scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. Blankenship moves to third. One out. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott fields it and throws to home to get Blankenship. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pipp hits a line drive towards third. McClellan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Musial hits a pop-up towards first. Sheely settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sheely hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Witt. Sheely reaches second base with a double. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still bunts between the mound and first base. Mays scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ma still for the out. Sheely moves to third. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sheely tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Hervey McClellan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McClellan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McClellan hits a fly ball into center field. Witt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward strikes out. One out. Everett Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hooper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pip settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Whitey Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-3 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mays fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Collins hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sheely hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Musial. Sheely reaches second base with a double. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Wally Pipp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pipp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-3 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Musial strikes out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Shang. The throw from Shock and he is out, Collins applying the tag. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and New York Yankees, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.